TV, yeah. This better be good or you are fired.
Our Maria came along to our Kilkenny comedy show on Saturday night and was so determined not to be involved that she sat in thing when Dermot went out and said, "Hey, Maria, stand up, say hello."
No.
Just one look of "you're dead." And I was like, "Oh, right, okay.
We leave Maria
just get on with the show." Yeah.
Did you enjoy it, Maria?
I loved it.
Shouldn't everyone go and get tickets?
I actually really liked it. Surprisingly, you were funny.
Wow. What? Who knew?
Where did that come from?
What's on the telly?
So when I went home after your gig, so we stayed in the gorgeous Mount Juliet.
Very nice.
And then went home on Sunday and I just lay in bed half broken, half asleep, and couldn't change the channel because I didn't know where the remote was. And there was this, I think it was Discovery that was on, and it was a car show where they buy cars, like really, really old cars, and do them up, and then they sell them on. But the two episodes that I watched, they lost like 1,500 quid. So how is it still a TV show?
Well, I suppose they're being paid by the TV production company probably more than 1,500 quid, so they're actually coming out with a profit because they're actually making a TV show. But
none of them make any money. Like Wheeler Dealers, they never make money.
They've made a giant profit of £375.
Yeah,
but at least it's not a minus.
But they don't count Ed China's 4 weeks of labour. Although he's not even in it anymore now.
No, in fact, the one you should be watching now is Fast and Loud.
Right.
That's one. It's a guy in Texas and he is just...
loves himself.
Oh, he's
so
brilliant
much.
Though. I love him. He's amazing.
I don't know what it was, but I'm intrigued to watch more to see if they ever actually make any money.
Was it English or American?
Lads,
or?
They're English.
Right.
Three lads. One fella has a really big beard. The other fella is just the guy that does the...
the actual work.
No, he doesn't do the work. He like slags them off and then like is the one that sells it.
Okay, right.
So I'm like, why don't you start higher? Why did you say 50 quid? You're definitely not going to get 1,500 quid for that car now.
Well, if anyone knows what TV show Maria's talking about, you can let us know on 087-4100-102.
Yeah, it was a bit of crack. Then, okay, let's look
is
at this
Is it Buy
week.
My Banger or something like that? Anyway, maybe I just made that up.
That should
wow.
be a show.
Sounds like a great show.
Bangered Up Abroad.
This week, lads, it's a sad week. The last ever Big Bang Theory is on Thursday at 8 o'clock.
Sad for who?
This one of the biggest TV shows of the last decade. So it's been on for 12 years. It's an hour-long special. It's on at 8 o'clock on E4 on Thursday, and then it's followed by a documentary about the Big Bang Theory.
Oh, right, okay. If you're into it,
so
I suppose it would be fun. You know?
Okay, well, I want to give a special mention to this TV show. This is on Wednesday. It's on Channel 5 at 8 o'clock. Psycho Pussies 2, Mad Cat Attack.
Now, Dermot's Bangered Up Abroad is way worse than this title.
So, yeah, it's a clip show. So it's like videos of cats attacking things.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
God, this is obviously a much needed response to Grumpy Cat, who died there last week.
Yeah.
Well, they're obviously just taking like... the internet. What's the internet like? It likes cat videos. Let's put them on the telly. Like, that's what the internet's for. I don't need them on the telly.
No, this is an amazing TV show. This is like the type of TV show that Homer and Bart watch together. You know, when buildings fall down. Okay, well, if you're not into that then, if you're a Riviera fan, do you remember that the TV show with Julia Stiles?
Yes. Yeah, and so if I'm not mistaken, the ex-U2 manager, Paul McGuinness, is behind this show.
Oh, is he? Sure. I did not know that. Well, season 2 starts this Thursday on Riviera, of Riviera, 9 o'clock Sky Atlantic. So if you wanted to catch up on the first, this is only season 2, so if you want to catch up on the first season.
Do it now.
It's full of beautiful people falling off yachts.
Yes. Gorgeous, majestic yachts.
Yeah.
And then on Friday, Renee Zellweger makes a return to Netflix.
All right.
So she has a 10-part, it's a dark drama series called What If? So she plays a scientist in San Francisco. Herself and her hubby are looking to set up a medical company, but they need financial assistance. So they strike a deal with a mysterious investor.
Right. Sounds a lot like the broadband deal at the moment.
Mysterious
investors, but no one quite knows, lots of secrets.
She's been compared to Sharon Stone in Basic Instinct. She channels that kind of sexy woman.
Right. Maria, was your show called Strippers Cars for Cash? Strippers, like as in they strip the car and sell it?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. No, that's not ringing the bell. Anyone else? Oh, 0874101023. Three English lads selling cars.
My movie of the week as well. If you've watched the latest Ted Bundy movie, which I have.
With the really long title about exceedingly, shockingly vile and gross and whatever exactly. It's called, yeah.
Yeah, and that was from the point of view of the girlfriend, Ted Bundy's girlfriend.
Yeah.
This is an older movie, so you may have seen it, but it's Ted Bundy's Stranger Beside Me. So that's on Thursday on Channel 5 at 11 o'clock. It's from the point of view of a reporter who was hired to cover the murders, but ended up being a really good friend of Ted Bundy.
Right.
And it was only obviously by the end realised actually it's my friend that's done all this. So that's Thursday, Channel 5 at 11 o'clock.
Oh, wow. So she was reporting on all these crimes and didn't know her best mate was doing it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Weirdness. Yeah.
That's like deadly. When the chocolate goes missing from the drawer, like at our desks, and I'm chatting away to Dave, not realising he's been taking it.
Yeah. That's exactly the same thing. Yeah, yeah. As a murderess. That looks exactly the same thing. Thanks, Maria.
Maria, what's on TV? That was pretty good. Now put on the kettle.